They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient in James Arndt, JAMESARNDT. Date of birth 05/24/1955. Date of appointment 1/9/2024. Requesting physician Brian Hall, B R I A N H A L L P A. Dear Brian Hall, I have the pleasure of James Arndt. James Arndt today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 68-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man. Who on 12/4/2023, he was in the Walmart and suddenly he lost the vision. He, at that time, he was on a motorized cart. He was shaking also. And he was thinking he is going to pass out. He could not see for a minute. He was feeling cold. He was taken to the Little Fall Hospital where workup including CT, MRI of the brain, carotid ultrasound and echocardiogram done. Which patient is saying is was negative, but they found the MI. Right now he is going to good. His feet are numb. He walk wobbly. He does not have pain or weakness. Right hand is numb. He is on chronically Eliquis. He is going to see the eye doctor. Past medical history, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, COPD. History of blood clot. Past surgical history, both knee surgeries. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, furosemide. Rabelsums, Eliquis, glipizide, atorvastatin. Tamsulosin, social history, smoke 8 cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol, he is divorced, lives with the ex-wife, have 2 children, family history, mother disease, cancer of the lung, father deceased, 2 sisters, 1 brother. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having confusion, blackout spell, trouble walking, depression, joint pain, physical examination, blood pressure, 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, anedam, abdomen, soft balls on present, next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinuses, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 1/4, lower extremity 0/4, plantar responses are flexed, sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait, he is walking with the help of the cane. Assessment and plan, 68-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, amaurosis fugax. Number 2, transient cerebral ischemia. Number 3, presyncope. Number 4, peripheral neuropathy. Number 5, visual loss. Number 6, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Her current event is amaurosis fugax. But presyncope is also a possibility in the presence of aliquots. The chances of stroke is very less. At this time, I would like to continue the aliquots 5 mg 2 times daily. I will suggest to increase the atorvastatin 20 mg daily. He already has an appointment with the eye doctor. He needs extensive workup for his heart. He also has appointment with the cardiologist. Neurologically, patient is stable. His workup in the Little Fall Hospital is negative. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months. Thank you.